The information in this program is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any illness or disease or injury. Consult a qualified health practitioner for answers to your personal medical questions.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Are you or your loved one in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. Dr. Yardley has had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of different procedures, but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to right here in the Northwest to get treatment from Dr. Yardley. So listen and learn about his unique and natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
We return with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. of the Yardley Institute. Dr. Yardley, I want to talk about patients for a moment with you. When somebody comes in the door, before you do the metric of tests and do all the stuff that you do, the magic that you do so well, when somebody first comes through the door and you encounter them, is there a common trait you see, a way that people look or act that you, I mean, you've done this for a long time.
I have. And, you know, we see people that are very young, even babies at times, all the way to people that are 80 plus, 90 plus years of age. We see people with serious health problems looking for help. We see people with what they perceive as no health problems, but they're wanting to try and maintain their health.
Okay, so there's so far there's no commonality. What is the commonality that you see?
The commonality, as I see it, is they've generally knocked on a lot of doors and tried a lot of things. They've also got a level of skepticism. Yet that's not stopping or blocking their openness to trying and exploring something different and something new.
So they're politely skeptical.
Yes, and not negatively so. There's different kinds of skepticism.
Sure, of course there is. I mean, there's hardcore, as in I'm having none of this.
Right.
I know you've had patients who have come in that way.
And negatively skeptical. They had to prove you wrong.
And then you have some people that are, okay, I'm done. I've tried everything.
Mm-hmm.
This is next. Let's give it a go.
Often it's an attitude of convince me.
Well, that's not a bad attitude.
No.
I know, because I know you. I know you've convinced a lot of folks. So when a person comes through the door, what should they expect from the Yardley Institute on their very first visit?
First thing they can expect is a warm welcome. We have a wonderful staff who are going to do their very best to make them comfortable and take care of them. They will meet with the doctor or my clinician that works with me. And we're going to get details of what's going on with them, what's happening in their life, what's important to them.
Okay.
I'm going to take some time to meet with them. And at that point in time, we explain basically what it is that we do. And then we run a series of tests or metrics to really see if they are if the candidates for what's going on.
Now, when you say a candidate for what's going on, a candidate for care, you mean whether or not you can help them? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, first of all, since what we limit our practice to is the brain-body connection, it's either there or it's not. If it's there, then we can help them on at least to the extent of correcting that. If it's not there, there's nothing we can do to help them.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Sure. So you've got to determine that, obviously.
Right. I had a case come in a couple of weeks ago, and I think it was the daughter that brought the father in, and the symptoms had developed following a trial run of a drug.
Okay.
And it left him with residuals. And after I'd done the testing, I had to sit down and say, I'm sorry that we can't help you with this.
Is that because his brain-body connection was fine?
It was intact, and apparently whatever had happened, all the appearances were, we now had permanent damage.
But that speaks powerfully about you as a clinician, too. I can hear the sadness in your voice when you tell me that story.
Oh, yes. It's heartbreaking sometimes. And the good news is, although we see those cases, we see far more of the cases that we can help.
Like vastly more.
Oh, yes.
Really?
Okay. Yes.
So your treatment has been described as gentle. I've heard that as we've done the show over time. I've heard people claim that, you know, they couldn't even tell you touched them, though we have always said, of course you do. Why is it? What's going on? Is it really? That's kind of a relative term. Is it just like gentle as opposed to hitting him over the head with a hammer, or is it really, is it really gentle?
I think for a person to say that we were barely touching them or didn't feel like we did anything, clearly it's not physically impactful in terms of the introduction of forces. Think of it like this, Frank. If we've got a boulder, mm-hmm. 3 tons, mm-hmm. in the middle of a field, mm-hmm. are you going to be able to push it and move it? Are you and I going to be able to do it? No. We could take 10 men, and we're not going to move it. But if we take that same 3-ton boulder and put it at the top of a cliff on a teeter-totter,
yeah.
we could tap it, and it moves.
Right.
So the reason our work is so gentle mm-hmm. is because, one, we don't have to move things very far to correct them. And secondly, we're setting this up so that the minimal amount of force is introduced to rearrange the structures and take the pressure off that brain-body connection.
Now, many of the people that we've talked to on the show say they've suffered for a very long time. So here's the question that I know lots of people listening right now want to know. How soon does this work? Is it immediate? Is it something that takes years? Tell me kind of what's the average, Dr. Yardley.
There is no average on that. The effectiveness of what we do is immediate, without question. Once we clear the brain-body connection, we have cleared the brain-body connection. Yet, the healing process now takes time. It takes 2 weeks for a cut to heal. It takes 9 months to have a baby. And most things are going to fall somewhere between those two. A lot of people feel changes quickly. Mm-hmm. And some people have permanent damage. And some of those things, they're never going to feel changes on. But most people are going to feel improvements in their quality of life relatively early in their care. And we have the structures so that we do what's called progressive evaluations, where we can periodically evaluate the progress and ensure that we're seeing the changes, both in terms of our metrics and measurements, and in terms of how they're feeling.
They've been doing this for a long time, you know, over 35 years. More than 15,000 people have been helped by the Yardley Institute. If you've been listening and you say, gee, that sounds pretty good, why don't you contact them and find out if you're a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to YardleyInstitute.org. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. On Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Thanks for joining us. We're back. Dr. Yardley is here.
And welcome to all.
Absolutely. In just a second, Dr. Yardley, we're going to talk to Joan. Now, she is a little different from some of your patients. A lot of your patients talk about, you know, they get the treatment, and they're up off the table, they're dancing, big changes right away. Joan was a little more gradual.
That's true. That is one response. But Joan's experience was a little different, as it is for many people, in that it takes longer for her to see the results that she's looking for. In fact, right after the adjustment, the body's going through a number of changes, and that might not feel so comfortable.
Yeah, you've told us before where people go through the adjustment and then things start to change.
It can happen, yes.
Well, let's find out what happened to Joan. Joan, welcome to the show. And Dr. Yardley is here, too.
Hi, Joan.
Oh, hi, Dr. Yardley.
So, Joan, we like to start these segments when we talk to people by finding out what their situation was like. So before you ever saw Dr. Yardley, what were you suffering from? What was your quality of life like?
Well, I was pretty miserable for a number of years. I especially noticed it about 5 years ago when we went on vacation, and I just stayed in bed the whole time on a heating pad. I had a lot of pain in the back of my neck, lower back, and my arms would never quit throbbing.
Really? And I understand there was like a constant tightness and pain around your shoulder blades?
Yeah. Yeah, it was almost like there were little tinglies in there all the time with the pain going on, and
were you
a
able,
lot of muscle-like.
Were you able to sleep with that kind of ongoing
oh,
pain?
Oh, no. Not at all, no. I had the heating pad, and I'd wake up probably 5 or 10 times a night and turn it back on, turn it off, turn well, this way, that. I had pillows stacked up in circles around me just to stay still.
How about the outer extremities? How are your hands?
There was a lot of numbness, and I'm on the computer day in and day out, uh-huh. and that was pretty bad because I had to have my arms out And, of course, that put even more pressure on the neck, and then I couldn't feel my fingers.
Well, that would be freaky.
Yeah, it was pretty awful.
Yeah, and what about, you know, we often hear about lower back pain. You indicated there was a little bit of problem with the lower back, too.
Yeah, I have off and on for probably 30 years some lower back pain, and then would get that pinched nerve, and then it would go down the leg.
Oh, yeah, sciatica.
Yeah, exactly, and that's what they prescribed, and I like the muscle relaxers for probably 15 years.
Muscle relaxers for 15 years?
Off and on, yeah. I lived on them.
Whoa. Well, so
it
sounds awful. You've convinced me. So let's talk about the procedure. You went and saw Dr. Yardley for the adjustment. What was your experience of that like?
Well, besides them all being so friendly and open, and I knew exactly what was going on, what to expect. And then it was like nothing happened. And, of course, I walked away thinking, now, wait a minute. How could that have done anything?
Okay.
And I had a friend of mine that recommended me to Dr. Yardley. I'd been going to him for many, many years. And,
yeah. And
she said, you'll never even know he did anything, you know, because you can't, the sleight of touch and... And it was just...
So it's a very gentle procedure. So
totally.
Tell us, I understand that you didn't just jump off the table and start dancing a jig. Tell me what your progression was. Was there improvement?
I didn't probably see any improvement until about 2 months. And I noticed it when I went hiking. And I started to feel like I had more energy. And then... About 3 months would go on, and I have a very stressful job, and I sit down a lot. I'm in a lot of meetings, so I'm holding my shoulders tight. And I noticed that it didn't hurt quite as bad about 3 months. I would have a couple good days a week where I used to have none.
Uh-huh.
And then I just kind of progressed like 3 days a week, 4 days a week, and now I might have one bad day every other week, and... That's been, what, 9 months? No, not quite 9 months, about 8 months.
So let's talk about this a little bit. Let's talk about how your life has changed. Let's just go down the list here. Shoulder pain with the shoulder blades. What's happened with that?
Once in a while, I feel that same tightness, and it worries me that it's coming back. and then the next day, it's just entirely gone, and I feel no pain at all, which I haven't felt like for, what, 15 years?
How about your lower back pain?
I don't have any.
Whoa.
I don't have the sciatica anymore, and that was bothering me, you know, several times a month, every month.
Yeah, sure. And the finger numbness?
I still have a little bit of that tingling.
Just a touch,
on.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
So how would you rate your quality of life?
Awesome.
You hear that, Dr. Yardley?
Yes.
I mean, awesome.
I like that term.
Well, I have, like I said, I have a real stressful job, and it scared me when I first started it. I started 2 years ago, and I thought, how in the world am I going to handle this? Because it was a lot of overtime was required.
Yeah.
And now we're really ramping up, and I feel like $1 million. I could work 15 hours a day, and then I work on Saturdays, and I'm fine.
You sound pretty happy.
The energy. I mean, I haven't had that kind of energy for so long.
Thank you for making the time to talk to us today. It's just a ringing endorsement.
Yes.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you, Dr. Yardley.
My pleasure. You take care, Joan.
You betcha.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at YardleyInstitute.org.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Dr. Yardley is, in fact, here to tell us a story about a husband and wife. I guess sometimes you start treating one side and then the other half, what, kind of gets interested in what's going on or what?
That can happen. In fact, this particular case, there was a lady that came in. Her name was Jill.
Okay.
And she was really a neat lady. And one of the things that we do at the Institute is we believe in full disclosure.
Sure.
And we also believe in partnering with the people so that they fully understand what we're doing, where it's going to go, and what to expect from it. So we do a thing called a report of findings.
Now, what is that?
That's where we sit down. We go over the results of the testing. We give a printout of all the testing. Mm-hmm. We show the x-rays, explain them in detail. And from that, we're able to make our recommendations and give them a basis for how we've come up with our recommendations.
So there is, when somebody first comes into you and they become a candidate, they actually go through a battery of tests that include x-rays?
Yes. After the initial battery, if it indicates there is a compromised brain-body connection, then what we need to do is define the problem, and we do that using radiographs. That's correct.
So she comes in, she goes through the battery, she gets the radiographs. What happens?
Right. And then, you know, we talk about the report of findings.
Yeah.
And I often recommend that their spouse be present because often they have questions about what's going on.
So it's a kind of a team thing. Everybody's on the same page.
Exactly. And so she explained to me that in no uncertain terms, her husband did not believe in chiropractic. He was very negative towards it and very anti-chiropractic, and that she didn't need him to be at the report of findings, of which, of course, I said, well, that's just fine.
Okay.
So anyway, we do the report of findings. She starts under care, and she's under care about a month. And and one day, I'm walking down the hallway in the office, and here she comes walking down the hallway with one of the other doctors in the institute, who's apparently doing some kind of evaluation.
Okay.
And I notice in tow is a gentleman that I had to presume was probably her husband.
Okay.
And the amazing thing is she
the guy that's against chiropractic.
Exactly. And as she walks past, she looks up at me, and she winks at me. I kept my mouth shut. I kind of knew what that meant. You know, obviously, he got interested enough. He was exploring what we were doing.
Sure.
So I had the pleasure of doing his report of findings a few days later. And while he came to us with a litany of issues, you know, really the reason he came in was just to get checked out, quality of life care.
Okay.
But he did have some things going on, and he shared those with us. And one of them, and certainly not the least of which for him, was asthma.
Hold it. Time out on the field. Dr. Yardley, you're not going to tell me that you can cure asthma.
No, we don't cure anything. But many people with asthma experience significant improvement during the time that they're with us.
Okay, so tell me what you did.
So, any rate, and keep in mind, this gentleman, you know, he's over 70.
Okay.
So, you know, he's lived a good life, and he turned out to be a really wonderful man.
Was he?
I to this day, I see them both and enjoy the heck out of both of them. But anyhow, we had to get over a few hurdles with him in terms of his negativism.
I
but obviously, he'd seen enough changes in his wife that he was open to exploring this.
Okay.
So he started, and less than 30 days into his care, I sat down with him and said, well, how's the asthma doing? And he reported that the asthma at that point in time was doing 50 to 60% better.
That's a significant improvement for somebody who has issues with breathing.
Exactly, because it's so scary.
It is, you know.
Yeah. Now, many other things he had going on were also doing quite a bit better.
Like what?
Well, actually, he had neck issues, and at that stage, he still noticed there was grating in there, but he felt it was doing 30% better.
Okay.
His acid reflux was doing 90% better.
Okay.
Yes, and his sinus issues were doing 50 to 60% better as well.
That's a big change in its quality of life. Tell me about the end. What did he end up with?
Well, we followed this through, and the most, because they're now on what we call quality of life care, where we're only seeing them about four times a year.
Right.
But we did a progressive on him just a few months ago, actually. And at that time, he indicated his asthma was now 90% better.
Wow.
Yeah. Neck was 80% better. Acid reflux, 90% better. Sinuses, 90% better.
All of that from a guy who didn't believe in chiropractic.
Absolutely. Didn't believe in what we did.
Does he still feel that way?
I think not.
I would hope not.
Exactly.
That's a big change. Okay, but like we talked about a little while ago, you're not a curative. You're not like somebody, if I come into you and say, I have asthma, I need you to cure it, you will say, you're in the wrong place.
Exactly.
What we're talking about is a lining up of the spine with the cranium.
That's correct.
And what does that do when you do that?
It restores the body's control over its own systems. It results in an evening out of the legs, an evening out of the hips in most 99% of the cases. The body now starts functioning the way that it's supposed to. And
what does that mean? When you say, does it mean that you're unleashing the body to do what it does best?
Exactly.
Which is?
Heal itself. We don't heal. The body heals itself. Now, there can be a point of permanent damage, and there are cases we don't accept for care because it's clear looking at it, either they're not candidates or they've reached a point where there is permanent damage, and we have to have a clear understanding in terms of what we can expect outcome-wise.
And you're straight up about that when you first meet with somebody.
That's right. And if we don't know, we're going to say that as well.
Okay. There's no monkey shines where you say, oh, yeah, we'll take care of all this, and then down the road after you, you know, get all the money and you have done X number of treatments, you say, well, we never said that we couldn't.
Well, no, and that's why we do progressive evaluations throughout the care, mm-hmm. which is an opportunity to sit down, check things out. Patient evaluates their progress, and it's a time where we can ensure that we are getting the results we're looking for.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Welcome back.
That's Dr. Lee Yardley. We're here. Thank you for joining us here on the show. In just a moment, Dr. Yardley, we're going to talk to one of your patients, Ken, who apparently was facing surgery. Now, you're not going to tell me that your procedure replaces surgery necessarily.
No, but spinal surgery does, you know, have a low success rate. And I think that if someone's facing it, they should explore more conservative options first.
Well, let's find out what he has to say. We'll talk to Ken here. Ken, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And Dr. Lee Yardley is here.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Dr. Yardley.
So, Ken, let's talk about what led you to go see Dr. Yardley. What were you suffering from? What was going on in your life?
I had a lot of headaches, a lot of stress and pain in my neck and in my shoulders, and it was very painful, and I was having trouble sleeping, and it was affecting my posture. I was leaning to the left quite a bit.
What kind of impact was that having on your day-to-day life, Ken?
It was having a pretty severe impact. Socially, the pain was so great that it would shut me down in the evenings, a lot of times around 4 or 5 o'clock, and I would have to go to bed very close to that time. In the past, I did not. I stayed up to 10 or 11, and I would just become quiet if we were out socially, because pain does captivate your attention.
Absolutely, sure.
To a degree.
And you talked to some doctors, I know, and what were they saying to you? What needed to be done?
Well, what happened, I was suffering this pain from about May or June. I got in contact with Dr. Yardley, and I just started treatments with him when I got blood poisoning. It's called cespis, I think they call it.
Okay.
Whatever. And I had a very rough time with that. And when I was in the hospital, I got out in about 4 days. They sent me to a neurosurgeon, and I had to go get an MRI because they saw things in a CAT scan in my neck region, in my upper cervical region. And so I went and saw this doctor and saw the pictures, which weren't very good at all. I could understand what he was saying, and he wanted to remove the backside of my vertebrae, 5 for sure, maybe 6. And I had learned from Dr. Yardley there's only 7 of them there. It scared me quite a bit. I was very concerned about it. And so he said, we'll schedule surgery in September. And my comment was, well, can we wait a little bit? And he said I needed it soon, very soon. And so I said, how about October? And I said, well, could I wait to the end of the year? And I was trying to gain time. I know that wasn't the right thing, but it was just so shocking to me, the thought of having those things removed and just what that might do. And he gave me a window of less than a year. And probably said 3 months, maybe 6.
All right, so you went to see Dr. Yardley. He did the procedure on you.
Correct.
And what happened?
After I had that adjustment, the great thing was my headaches stopped real soon after that. I mean, they went from being very severe to very little headache at all.
Mm-hmm. How about your neck pain and your low back pain?
My neck pain and my back pain definitely got better, but it was more gradual. It was not like the headache that went away immediately. Mm-hmm. You know, it took some time, and it's improved substantially.
So where are you today? Are you still looking at surgery?
No, I am not. And I have been called twice by the doctor and asked if I wanted to come in, if I was scheduling surgery. I told him I was doing much better and I would like to continue doing that.
So tell me about your quality of life today.
Well, that's improved. That's improved quite a bit. I was able to start mowing my lawn again and doing some of that stuff and working out in the gym a little bit. And I'm gradually doing that. I don't want to overdo things, but I know I'm getting better. And the idea of not having that surgery is just wonderful feeling. When I found out I was supposed to have that, I was able to get in contact with two people that have had that neck pain and that kind of stuff and had the surgery. And one of them is fused, his back and his neck. And if you want to talk to him, he has to turn to face you. And that's, I didn't want that. And he kind of wished he hadn't had it, but he had it. And it's been a while. And the other person is going through, she had much more complications, though. She had an injury, physical injuries, shoulder and neck and everything. But she's in her fifth surgery and wears a neck brace. And it's just something I'm so glad that Dr. Yardley helped me so I didn't have to go through that. If I hadn't been in contact with him and tried him out and come and seeing him, I would have gone for it because my pain was so strong and my condition and not sleeping and having difficulty at night. It was getting a little bit more to me than I could handle. It was overwhelming.
Well, Ken, I want to take a moment to say thank you for coming on with us. It's really a pleasure to talk with you. It sounds like you've had a great experience with Dr. Yardley.
I have had a wonderful experience.
Well, Ken, thank you so much. We really appreciate you taking the time to be with us.
You're welcome.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to YardleyInstitute.org.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Dr. Yardley, we're going to talk about something now that we haven't talked about a lot on the show, and yet I would guess that a vast number of people listening right now have issues with this. We're talking about thyroid issues. This is something, thyroid issues, that you must run into a good deal in your practice.
That's correct. I think that any clinician that's in practice these days is seeing more and more people coming in that are on thyroid-lowering medications, such things as Synthroid, et cetera. And they must be asking themselves, why is this happening? Why are we seeing so much of it? The thyroid gland's really an interesting gland. It's actually the largest endocrine gland in the human body. And a lot of people don't realize that your blood actually circulates through the thyroid gland every 70 minutes. Every piece of your blood goes...
Every 70 or 17?
17. 17 minutes. And why that's important is because there's a chemical in the thyroid gland. There's iodine. And what that does is it actually kills bacterium and spores and things that made it past the GI tract into the bloodstream that can be damaging to the body. So in a way, it's actually protecting the body against infections. But when we see these people coming in, what the thyroid lowering medication, what happens is usually they go to their general practitioner or their primary care practitioner. Mm-hmm. They get a blood panel done, and it's determined that the thyroid is underproducing. And so they're given medications to up the thyroid levels, to speed the or to make up for the lack of the thyroid level. Unfortunately, what they're not doing is looking at the body and how it's functioning as a whole. Because, you see, we live in a society where there's a lot of stress. Mm-hmm. I mean, even driving down the road, you'll find that your shoulders are up around your ears,
sure,
especially if you're driving on I-5. We're under...
Which you do.
Exactly. And what the stress does is it causes the adrenals to start producing chemicals. And it starts... and what that does is it starts revving up the body. So think of it like this. It's like taking a car and you start revving the accelerator,
okay,
with it in neutral. What are you going to do? You're going to kill the engine.
Yeah, pretty much over time.
Well, the body's no dummy. You know what it does? It goes up to the thyroid. The thyroid starts downregulating the body so that it protects you from doing that. So when you go in and you start taking this medication to up the thyroid, you're not looking at the whole picture. One of the chemicals the adrenal produces is cortisol, and this makes it possible for us to sleep at night. The cortisol levels drop off around 10 in the evening, 9, 10 in the evening, so we can go to sleep. And at about 5 in the morning, they go back up so that we wake up. Now, guess what? If those adrenal glands are not working right, it doesn't do that. So people have a sleep disorder. They can't get to sleep at night because the cortisol levels are too high. They can't wake up in the morning because the cortisol levels are too low. So a lot of this is because the body's just not syncing the way it's supposed to. There's a compromise in the brain-body connection. And so what we do is we go in, we reestablish that brain-body connection, and many times these things begin to start normalizing. They start functioning the way that they're supposed to.
So when you talk about reconnecting or repairing the brain-body connection, you're not talking about curing a thyroid condition.
No, not at all.
What you're doing is actually encouraging the body to cure itself?
Exactly. Making it possible. Eliminating that which was stopping it from occurring.
So can you give me an example? I know you have lots of case studies because you've done this for a while.
There was a lady that came to see me. She was in her 40s. And okay. Interestingly, she was a physician's assistant.
Well, now that's intriguing to me.
It is, because she spends her life prescribing medications for people.
Right.
And she came to see me for a more mechanical problem. And I don't remember what it was, neck pain or back pain or headaches or exactly what it was. But anyhow, she understood the brain-body connection and what we were doing. And after she'd been under care for a little while, she came to me and she said, you know, one of the unexpected results that I've got as a result of coming in and getting my brain-body connection corrected is I'm off my thyroid medication completely.
Really?
Yes. And so that's so exciting, because what we were doing is about normalizing the body, enabling the body to heal itself. And when we see things like that happening, we know that it's working.
Let me just toss one at you that we haven't talked about previously. Let's talk about age for a second, because what tends to happen to people as we age, and I lump myself in this too, is that, you know, you have like an aggregate. You have a number of problems begin to crop up. And it seems to me that what I'm hearing from you is that when you're talking about the brain-body connection, that it can, by repairing that, then it can have an impact on a number of conditions.
Oh, absolutely. The body, you know, as we get older, a lot of what happens with our body coming apart, I don't buy the age theory that much. It's part of the picture, but not that much. It comes about as a result of decisions that we've made or that have been made for us with regards to our health in years in the past.
Okay.
And you can't do anything to control the decisions that have been made in the past, but what you do control are the decisions you make today, tomorrow, and in the future. Those are what you can control and change. And unfortunately, these conditions, if they are allowed to go far enough, become permanent, irreversible, you see. So the thing is, don't wait until you're feeling it. Don't wait until you've got the problem. Make decisions to improve your quality of life and your health before these problems actually develop.
And you believe, and certainly you've seen plenty of evidence, that your procedure can improve somebody's quality of life dramatically?
Without question.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at YardleyInstitute.org.
Listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Welcome back to the show. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here with me. All right, we're going to talk to Michael in just a second. Now, this is a long-term patient of yours, which I think indicates something about the care at the Yardley Institute.
Yes, I've always enjoyed taking care of Michael. Michael has been with us for 8 years.
Wow.
And yeah, and Michael really kind of understood from the get-go the difference between disease care and health care. And so for Michael, it's been more about enhancing and empowering his health as opposed to taking a disease care approach and trying to eliminate this and eliminate that.
It's never a bad idea for us to remind people that you're not about curing anything, are you?
No, we're a health institute, not a disease institute.
And what that means is when you reconnect the body and the brain, what are you doing?
We're tapping into the body's inborn ability to heal itself.
Well, let's find out what Michael has to say.
Sounds good.
Michael, welcome to the show.
Hey, great. Thank you. It's an honor to be with you guys.
Oh, look at that. Dr. Yardley, it's an honor to be with us.
Well, it's an honor to have Michael here.
It is an honor. So, Michael, tell us about your situation. What were you suffering from? What was your quality of life like before you walked through Dr. Yardley's door?
So I was very tired and leading to depression. I was like trying to make it through the day. And one of my symptoms, too, is for most of my life, I had a limp. And I remember I even had a friend who kind of said to me, boy, Michael, you have a limp going on there. This is back in the high school.
Uh-huh.
And another symptom I had, too, was I had a sore back. I remember at this time I was writing a lot of emails for an organization I work for, and it was just like throughout the day, it was very irritating. It's like I would adjust my back and try to sit up straight, but it never went away. So it's very draining because of the pain.
So did you find that your quality of life, there were things that you were choosing not to do as a product of this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Especially with the fatigue and the depression, it would be like, my response to... Like, for example, a social engagement would be, I'm too tired for this. And so I was tending toward negative thinking, like, I just don't have it. I don't want to do it anyway, because these symptoms were very draining.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it really did have an impact on how I lived my life.
And if anyone knows Michael, you would know that Michael is not negative. That's not his personality.
Thank you.
So, Michael, let's talk about briefly about the procedure, the adjustment. What was it like? Did he put you up on a table and twist you around like the Frankenstein monster? Did you scream in pain?
I've had that experience in the past, but not with Dr. Yardley.
Okay.
Thank you.
I was absolutely, I know Dr. Yardley will understand this, because I was mesmerized. It was absolutely phenomenal. What they do is it's very carefully implemented. I lay down on this bench that they have, a padded bench there. It's very high-quality equipment there at the office. And then they adjust my neck and my body, and they ask me, now make sure, move your legs this way. And then it's very amazing, because then the practitioner, Dr. Yardley, most of the time would stand over me and position himself. And it's just such an amazing adjustment. What it was like for me was this gentle pushing on the side of my neck. I'm laying on my side, and it's just amazing. It's so intricate, and it has to be done in a way by the practitioner that you just have to see it to understand it. And then he would do usually three or four, and then I like, because he'd go like this. Dr. Yardley would go, okay, good, we're heading in the right direction. Then with the final one, he'd go, there, we got it. And that's what it was like. It was completely pain-free. I've never been in pain in that office ever since 2005.
Let's talk about how your life has changed. What is the impact of the adjustment? What's it done to your quality of life?
Well, it's been amazing. It's impacted every area of my life, my work. I can sit at a computer all day, and I do. I sit all day. My back is never sore. It's impacted my relationships in that, I'm not prone to that depressive, fatigued place. I'm a musician. I play the drum set. And this is one of the best things for me is I have energy flow. my energy flows out of me again. That was probably the worst part of having these conditions before I was with Dr. Yardley, is I didn't have that energy flow. Now my energy flows, and the positions, the adjustments last for a long time. I remember for once I might have gone the better part of a year before I ever had to go back. So it's much better. My limp is gone. I don't limp anymore. I don't have to wear insoles. And, you know, I have a condition that's called dysplasia, and I really believe these adjustments have helped me live very easily and successfully with that issue because my infrastructure is imbalanced. So otherwise, I could say I honestly felt like I was handicapped before I started these sessions with Dr. Yardley's staff.
And now you're not.
Now I'm not.
Amazing. Michael, thank you for making the time to chat with us.
Yes, you take care. And thanks a lot for coming on, Michael.
You bet. Thank you.
My pleasure.
That is quite the endorsement.
It is. And Michael is quite the gentleman.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Thanks for listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. You can learn more about the Yardley Institute and listen to over 50 patients share their remarkable stories. Just go to yardleyinstitute.org. Tune in next Sunday for Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.